Yeah, for media members who have just joined the call, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. You guys, with an impressive victory, end your three-game losing streak with a 27-3 victory over Elon on Saturday. Give me your impressions on what you guys did so well Saturday.
Well, you know, I think the good thing is we played our game, which was something, you know, it's a struggle when you're playing good football teams to try to dictate the tempo of a game. But we were, you know, we felt, you know, we ran the ball and you know, we thought E.B. Hanks was really getting back into the groove. He finished the game against Villanova the week before with some good runs, and he picked up where he left off, and the O-line was doing a good job up front. You know, obviously, we'd like to throw the ball a little cleaner, but, you know, the idea was to get a win there. So we were running the ball and did a good job with it, protected the football well. You know, I was happy with our defense. I think it was a really good effort, one of our best efforts of the year, and I thought we fit their run game really well, and we challenged them. We got them to put the ball on the ground a little bit, which was really, really important. Obviously, in the game, and when your defense almost outscores your offense, that's a good thing. Two touchdowns. We had one called back, unfortunately. So all in all, I thought offense defense was really solid and played a good football game. One we needed to get some confidence back, but I thought our special teams were outstanding in the game. Kickoff coverage, punt. You know, they did a great job. Our punter John Martin was outstanding. He's been outstanding all season. You know, he gives up some yards on his average to put the ball where we need it, and he did a really great job for us. So all in all, great to get a win and get back on track.
You talked about the two defensive touchdowns, one by Julian Cox and one by Rayshon Clark, and you guys have been among the top teams in the country all year long and forcing turnovers and turnover margin, I think now 47 points on defense. Talk about how that's a point of emphasis for you and how big that's been for your team this season.
We kind of live and breathe it. You know, we believe, you know, it's just something that's a part of our culture, that everything we do at every practice, no matter what we're doing, we're working on turnovers and protection of the football. Everybody does it. It's, you know, we've been fortunate. Sometimes it's streaky. You know, where it can go against you. You know, I've been a lot of places and done the same things. It doesn't always work out that well. But the one good thing here, you know, 2 years ago we led the country in turnover margin, and we got a shot. If we can continue to play this way, the rest of the year is a stat you want to have. And, you know, people that do it are plus, if we can stay plus 15 to 20 is an unbelievable number, and it means you're going to have a pretty good year.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You talked about the offense, 56 rushes for 288 yards, with EB getting 35 of them for 210, which is an amazing performance. And you mentioned the fourth quarter last week. Is he the type of back that you feel like gets stronger, enjoys getting those carries, and gets stronger as he goes?
Yeah, he had a little dip in his running stop. I mean, when EB's at his best is when he's being physical. He is, you know, there was a great play early in the first half where he just really trucks the safety and runs him over, and he gets everybody going when he does those things. And that's when he's at his best. And if he tries to overthink it or try to hit the home run every play is when he gets himself in trouble. And he's still a young running back. He's only sophomore. So we need him to be that kind of player, and he did a good job. I think one of the best things that came out of this game for us was KJ Rogers, our backup tailback, really played well. 35 carries is way too many and not something we want to do with EB. But we were looking for an opportunity for KJ to play, and I thought he really ran the ball really well for us. He there was not very much drop-off when we put him in the game. So if we can get to a two-back system, it'll help everybody, and it's certainly going to help EB with his longevity.
Yeah. Rodgers with 12 carries, 62 yards. Is he a different type of back than EB? And what could he potentially, if you get to that two back system, what could he provide for you?
Well, one, he's an incredibly good receiver. You can get him out and get him into matchups with linebackers. And the second thing is, you know, he's a slasher. he's got a little more wiggle than EB, and you know, he showed that in the game. And you know, you just the key is that you have two guys that can carry the offense, and we've been really pushing you know, KJ about practice and learning the system, and you know, he just got here in this year, so I feel like he's made a lot of progress. His practice habits the last 2-3 weeks have been outstanding. It's good to see a kid get rewarded like that and go out and play. And he had big carries at big times. I mean, it wasn't like he was just in there at the end. He carried the ball. And, you know, so we, you know, the plan is to get him back out there and try to continue to build it out, because, you know, for the future, you got to have multiple backs.
Yeah, okay, switch back over to talk about your defense. We talked about the defensive touchdowns, but you guys overall hold Elon to only 9 first downs in that game, 229 total yards. Talk about the effort that those guys did, and is that as good as you've been in the last few weeks as far as the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, we played pretty well. I think the biggest thing for us was just fitting runs better and challenging on the receiving end a little better. You know, I thought we played a good game. I thought we, for the most part, tackled pretty well. And you know, we're not a real big defense, but we're tough and we play with a lot of heart. And I thought they did that. The other side of it is, you know, when you can keep, if we kept the football for 37 minutes on offense, it gives our defense a chance to get off the field. And, you know, one of the problems we had, especially most of the year, was we've not possessed the football very well. And teams have, you know, had advantage on us, so that puts a lot of stress on your defense. You know, all these stats, they all go hand in hand sometimes on how you play that week. And I thought our defense was really, really good and did a good job running the football and causing turnovers as well.
You touched a little bit earlier on the performance of John Martin, a big 57-yard punt when you guys were pinned back in your end zone, and then another punt that he dropped inside the two that I think led to one of your scores. How much does I know those guys often get overlooked, but how important is he to what you guys are doing, and how big were those plays he made on Saturday?
They were huge. I said after the game that I thought, you know, as well as EB played and the O-line played, I believe that John Martin was the player of the game, because at that moment in time, you know, we were clinging to a 3-0 lead and we were pinned in. You know, if he doesn't get a good kick, they got the ball at our 40 or 35 yard line. And, you know, he bangs a 57-yarder, and he puts it in a spot where they can't return it, and, you know, he flips the field for us. And it was a critical play in the game. And, you know, John could be averaging 4 or 5 more yards a kick. He's a really talented kicker, but what we ask him to do is help us win the game. And so he doesn't get to just boom, stand back there and boom it. You know, he places it. We have just some things that we try to do with him, and he's been incredible with that. And so, you know, we're happy with him, and he's done a great job for us all year, really for the past 2 years.
Looking ahead to this week, you guys get to stay at home. Delaware coming in. Delaware picked up their first win a week ago. As you've started to look at the Blue Hens, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
You know, one, I mean, when you look at them, they're a very big, physical team. They're very athletic. The other thing you notice about them that I think people don't realize is they're very young. You know, they don't have a lot of seniors out there, so they've got a lot of big, talented people. You know, I think they're obviously, you know, their running game is tremendous, and they're not gonna play around. They're gonna run their guys, and they're big backs, and they break long runs, and they're hard to tackle. You know, they're very big on the O-line. I think, you know, defensively, I think they're very good on defense. I think their front four is good, and their linebackers are good. So it's a big challenge. You know, they're trying to prove something. They're out there. They came out last week and did a good job and got a win. So, you know, for us, it's a big challenge. Delaware is a great program, but ultimately, as always, it's about us and playing our game. If we can control the flow of this game, then we'll have a chance to win.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for your time today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.